This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. While Detroit embarks on the beginning days of its bankruptcy, the city's big three automakers are reemerging from their own financial crises. It was 4 years ago that GM and Chrysler filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. We wanted to turn our attention on just what it takes to run a major auto company and the future of Michigan's automakers. Joining us is someone who knows all about running auto companies, Bob Lutz. He has held top positions at General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, BMW. His most recent position was that of vice chairman of GM from 2001 to 2010. His newest book gives us the behind-the-scenes look at the bosses Bob Lutz has worked for, some of the most legendary names in auto history. The book is called Icons and Idiots. Bob Lutz, welcome to Stateside.
Good to be with you.
What do you feel, Bob Lutz, is the single most important trait that a good leader must have? What might help someone overcome maybe their idiot side?
Well, the most important bedrock, the foundation of it all, is integrity and honesty. If a leader doesn't possess that, then all the other characteristics, you know, the communication skills, the command presence, it's all for naught if the person doesn't possess integrity. And I think here in Michigan, we saw a recent example of that in the case of Kwame Kilpatrick, mayor of Detroit, where everybody said, gee, what a shame that he was a crook. He was a brilliant leader. Well, he possessed some traits of the brilliant leader, but the foundation of honesty and integrity was missing.
And in the book, I have to tell you, Bob Lutz, I was totally taken by surprise at the way that you characterized Henry Ford II. Share that characterization with our listeners.
I described him as very urbane, very well-spoken. He wore very expensive clothes, but they were always rumpled, which is kind of the sign of the upper classes. You know, he was as close to aristocracy as we can get in the United States. Partially raised in Europe, he spoke French. He was very cultured. He was in many ways a very effective leader. He had this quiet dignity and this quiet authority. I never once heard him raise his voice, and yet everybody, I won't say they feared him, but yeah, there was something frightening about the emotional size of the man. I thought he was a phenomenal leader.
And you said gentle, deferential, and painfully polite.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, when you look at the near-death experiences of GM and Chrysler in particular, having to beg for government aid, at least Ford didn't need to do that. But what do you think that you and other top execs could have done differently and earlier, or should have done, or shouldn't have done, that might have averted such a disastrous period?
I think looking back, and hindsight is always 20/20, we should have focused on great cars much earlier, as opposed to telling ourselves that we were in the mass market. We don't do premium cars. We do cars that are, you know, just good enough to get by, and we want to produce them at low cost and make lots of money on them and so forth. And that was the wrong strategy at a time when the imports were just doing ever more excellent cars. Then I think unquestionably we gave in far too often to the United Automobile Workers because we were desirous of avoiding a strike. And there again, people who say, well, you guys should have been tougher with the union. Well, the union strike fund was so big that the union could have lasted for 11 or 12 months on total strike, like shutting down GM or shutting down Ford. The union could easily survive that. An automobile company cannot survive 3 months of no production without going Chapter 11. And then what we did is, as with the industry gradually got into more and more financial difficulty, we borrowed more and more money, and an ever greater portion of the profit that we made from making cars was used to pay down interest. And towards the end there, General Motors' health care bill alone was $7 billion a year. That's on a revenue base for General Motors North America of $100 billion. So 7% of our revenue was going to health care. I mean, it was just a crippling burden. So, yeah, we should have, those problems all should have been addressed 10 or 20 years earlier.
And, finally, Bob, give us your thoughts on the direction of America's auto industry today.
Oh, that's all good news. I think all three companies are producing the best cars in their history, and they're all hugely successful. The companies have finally realized what I'd been preaching for years, which is if you build a beautiful car with nice craftsmanship, good road manners, good fuel economy, and great reliability, people are willing to pay more for that. And it's true. I mean, the average transaction prices for American cars are up about, even inflation adjusted, they're up about $5,000 from where they used to be, and selling more cars, and now selling cars profitably. And I think that you can now see that all three of the current CEOs have gotten it.
Bob Lutz, author of the new book, Icons and Idiots, Straight Talk on Leadership. It is out from Portfolio Penguin. Pleasure talking with you, Bob. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.